Tomorrow in Iran, voters go to the polls to choose a new president. The outgoing president, Mohammad Khatami, is limited by the Constitution to 2 terms. Analysts in Iran are calling this election the most tightly contested presidential race since the founding of the Islamic Republic more than a quarter century ago. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tehran.
Iran has changed a lot since the early austere days of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. One of the conservative candidates in tomorrow's election, Mohammad Khalibaf, opened a rally this week with dance music that set a crowd of young Iranians clapping and whistling in their seats. This was all the more surprising because not long ago, when Khalibaf was the national police chief, his men would have immediately arrested these Iranians for daring to dance or play loud music in public.
As opposed to elections in the past, all of these candidates are running on platforms of, you know, democratization and openness and social freedoms and relations with the West.
Iran analyst Karim Sajadpour says the candidates must take account of the fact that more than half of the Iranian electorate was born after the revolution.
People know now when they want to come into power and they're trying to attract the popular vote that by running on platforms of Islam and death to America and things like that, it's not going to win them the favor of a very young electorate.
In the run-up to the election, the hardline clerics on Iran's Guardian Council disqualified more than 1,000 would-be candidates, including all of the known reformist politicians. But apparently worried about the possibility of very low voter turnout, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei intervened, and 2 reformists were allowed to enter the race. Conservative frontrunner Hashemi Rafsanjani has been running on a message of change, suggesting that as a former president, he is the only man powerful enough to dramatically reform Iran's system of government. Speaking to a gathering of the country's top industrialists, this millionaire cleric stressed economic reform and improving ties with the West.
We need to pave the way for foreign companies to come here and invest. If we make them feel comfortable here, then we'll reduce unemployment and reduce inflation.
Rafsanjani did not campaign around the country. Instead, he had young, fashionable Iranians like 27-year-old Amir Shamshadi doing the work for him. This week, Shamshadi directed teenage boys with mooshed-up hair and girls in brightly colored headscarves to hand out campaign stickers and pop music CDs to passing drivers, all under a Rafsanjani sign rigged with flashing strobe lights. But several passersby, like this white-haired pensioner named Hamdullah Abduli, called the campaign workers fools for helping what he described as corrupt clerics who oppress the population.
He says, I'm a nationalist and I love my country. And I don't like these people who are doing this to this country.
Are you going to vote on Friday?
No!
Opponents of Iran's ruling clerics are divided between those who want to boycott tomorrow's vote in protest and those who support the pro-reform candidate Mustafa Moin. Some 10,000 people gathered for a Moin rally in a soccer stadium this week. The chanting crowd demanded the release of all political prisoners. After the rally, more than 1,000 young Iranians marched into the street, singing a song that denounces injustice and tyranny. They were met by more than 100 stick-wielding police, among them one young officer who sang along for a moment and happily declared himself a Moin supporter. That is, until his commander ominously ordered him to draw his baton and follow the demonstrators. While polls show Rafsanjani to be in the lead, they also suggest he does not have enough support to secure an outright victory. If no candidate receives at least 50% of the vote on Friday, then the 2 top finishers will have to compete in a second round runoff. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tehran.